We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Mark San Reese. Well, I could say we made it to Friday, and we did. That's technically true, but we made it to Friday, man. What's up?
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks. Yes, we did, brother. It's Friday.
We made it to Friday.
Something to be happy about today.
There is something to be happy about making it to Friday. Unfortunately, being a person that loves sports, you and I both, with what's happening now in Major League Baseball, it's almost doesn't feel like a Friday, Ike. Okay, maybe it does feel like a Friday. But two St. Louis Cardinals test positive. Games postponed with the Brewers tonight. The Cardinals just traveled to Milwaukee from Minneapolis. They completed a series with the Twins. Minnesota hosted the Indians last night, meaning the Cleveland players were in the same clubhouse that the Cardinals were in the night before. So they have two positive tests. The series with the Brewers is now in doubt. The Twins and the Indians now have to worry about positive tests. So, and on top of it, now it's six teams that won't play tonight because of COVID. So that's 20% of your league. All because of the Marlins, by the way. The Marlins started all this. Now the Cardinals have a couple positive tests. But yes, 20% of the league will not play tonight because of COVID. And that, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Like, I guess my question is how much of the league cannot be playing before they need to shut this down? Or they will shut it down?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I think we're going to find out, though. Because I don't see this necessarily just going away. So they're going to have to try to navigate this. That should have been anticipated. If you're not playing in a bubble, you almost have to anticipate, you know, guys are going to test positive on teams. How do we react? How do we respond? How do we treat it? How do we make sure it doesn't spread throughout the clubhouse or the locker rooms, right? That's why you're supposed to be practicing social distancing while you're there, just in case one person does have it, it doesn't spiral throughout the entire team. Like, these are the type of protocols and safety measures that were supposed to be in place prior to these guys reporting. That's just the way that it is. They are supposed to be in place. When I look at some of these virtual tours of NFL locker rooms and facilities, I see plexiglass up. I see lockers basically with space in between
distance,
each
yep.
one of them, and a plexiglass between them. Like, I see that the NFL's teams have equipped their facilities and locker rooms in preparation for the stuff. I thought the Phillies had done that, at least from their home team standpoint. That's why they set up the workout areas in the concourse and all these other places. Like, the Eagles plan on basically splitting the team in half. Half will be at the NovaCare practice, and the other half will probably be at the stadium. So they got some things they're going to do. Baseball, I'm not sure they know what the hell they're doing right now. And they certainly didn't have a contingency plan in place, knowing or anticipating there would be positive tests. Because if the idea was positive tests, we shut down the entire team, we postpone series each week, like, there's no way they could possibly think they're going to get 60 games in the amount of time that they basically set up for this season to be played. There's no way that's going to happen. I mean, you're going to be shutting down teams, multiple teams, four, five, six teams, because this is a trickle-down effect.
Yep.
Right? It's a trickle-down effect multiple weeks at a time. Like, multiple weeks at a time. So either you're going to have to be confident in the safety measures that you have in place and your testing protocols that you have in place. Tighten those things up even better and push through, or just go ahead and cancel the season right now.
Yeah.
Because if this is going to be the result after just one weekend of this.
Yeah, it's never going to work.
You're never going to get through 60 games.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that's kind of how I feel right now is. And by the way, I'm not rooting for baseball to fail. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like in the media.
Oh,
but,
I told you this wasn't going to work.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to do that at all. Just the way I feel right now is that it's proving why it's so difficult to play the sports when you don't have a bubble, right?
Yes.
Like, baseball's not in bubble. Guys continue to get positive tests. Like, the Marlins just shut down the Phillies for a week. They shut down other teams that can't play, too. So now with the Cardinals getting two tests, how long is that going to shut multiple teams down because of it? We'll see.
And why didn't they postpone the weekend?
I don't know.
The Cardinals. Why? I mean, they did it for the Phillies. It took a whole damn week off.
Yeah, they postponed the week.
Yeah, why didn't they postpone a week for everybody else?
Maybe they're waiting to see if there's additional positive tests. The Phillies haven't had a positive test among a player.
Exactly.
And they've missed seven. They're going to miss 7 days, seven games.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, so I think the problem is, and Jack Fritz was very, very upset this morning when the stuff came out about the Brewers and the Cardinals being postponed.
Just downtrodden.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't it seem like that you can just see what's going to happen here? They're not in a bubble. So let's, and by the way, baseball's 60 games, so we know this isn't a real season, right? We know this is kind of, we want them to play, they need to play, it's good for us to watch baseball games, but I don't think anybody's really looking at the baseball season as a true season, right? It's different with football, though. We're looking at this
as of now. We'll wait till they cut it to 8 games, 10 games.
Well, and I don't disagree with you. So here's how I feel right now about it, because we do want, because it'll start from the beginning, hopefully. It goes to the end, hopefully. But Ike, unless they do it in a bubble, this is not going to work in baseball. You cannot have that many players, especially in football, more players living outside of a bubble, coming and going to the facility, doing whatever they do in between. It's not going to work. You're going to have guys that test positive, and then you're going to have this all over again with what happened to the Marlins. Here's what the NFL should do. The NFL right now should push the season back for however long it takes and build a bubble. Figure out a freaking contingency plan. Get with the NFLPA and say, listen, guys, this ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Look what's happening with baseball. Look what's happening in our league already with a positive test. Without a bubble, we're not going to be able to finish the season.
Well,
get the bubble right now.
Finish the season. You're not going to be able to start the season.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
Well, I mean, once guys start practicing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah. They may be able to start the season, but if you don't put a bubble in there, it'll be halted. It won't finish. It will be a mess. Baseball's turning into a mess. The problem is that the players are outside the bubble. They're in everyday life, just like everybody else. People are testing positive. You can't have that in sports.
See, I view this differently. I obviously, those facts are facts, but I think this is turning into a mess for baseball because they weren't properly prepared to handle this. They just weren't. Whoever their thinking tank team is, all the brain trust or what have you.
Yeah, what were they doing?
I don't know what they were doing. My point is that they weren't prepared for this, and they aren't responding well to it. They're going case by case, and they don't have a true outline or protocol to follow. They're succumbing to public pressure,
yeah,
media scrutiny. That's the one thing about the NFL. It's strong. It has a way of blocking out all that stuff. Oh, don't have a draft. There's carnage in the streets of America. How could you possibly have a draft right now during these times? Shut up, Schefter. Get a pen and pad and cover the damn draft like everybody else does. Shut up. We're not canceling it. Right? That's the NFL.
Yeah, and they were right.
That's the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe the NFL is going through what they're going through right now without being able to think down the line as to what they're going to do when players test positive. I just don't believe that's how they're operating. Now, can they control whether or not it spreads through an entire team? They can't. They can't. So we'll see if that were to happen, how they respond to that. But the idea of a bubble is all it is, an idea. We're past the bubble time. So unless we're prepared for them to push football back 4 or 5 months or what have you, and wait to start the season then, also pushing back everything else that goes along with that, the better option would probably be canceling the season. Or I shouldn't say the better option. The more likely option would be probably just cancel the season. And they certainly don't want to do that. They certainly don't want to do that. They know what's at stake from a financial standpoint. If they wanted a bubble, they would have already been working on a bubble. They know damn well you can't control players once they leave your facility. You're just trusting that they're going to do the right thing. So there's no way they could expect over 1,700 players and coaches to go home every day and do the right thing. They have to almost be expecting positive tests.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So if they are expecting positive tests and they were afraid they were going to shut down the season because of positive tests, then they would have already planned to be in a bubble. They would have already planned to be in a bubble. I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think
I think the players that would request a bubble or who don't want to go play, those are the guys that have the ability to opt out and not play at all.
Sure.
I just don't see a bubble being feasible. It's too late, and I think they're going to try to push through it. I think they're going to try to do the best they can. It may result in some sloppy football. It may result in football that we're not accustomed to seeing due to the fact you can't prepare the same way week in and week out. But as long as you turn that TV on Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, and games are being played, that's all the owners of the NFL care about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're right.
That's all they care about.
I just based on what I've seen with baseball, what we figured out is that positive tests, it's not just as easy as getting the player out of there and then moving on, right? Like that's what
I could be.
Well, I mean, maybe
they're just choosing not to do it.
No, agreed. But the problem with it is that you could have other players that are that are positive, but just having the incubation period hasn't played out yet, and they just haven't tested positive, but they are positive.
Sure, you
right?
can.
Well, I mean, but that's the problem with the whole thing is that guys can still test positive for however many days afterwards, and just because they're not testing positive right there, it doesn't mean that they won't. If they're testing positive and they're contagious, they're giving it to other people. This is going to be very difficult outside the bubble. I don't think you can do it.
Well, you're not necessarily giving it to other people if you're properly social distancing.
No, agreed. If everybody did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, it's clear that the Marlins didn't.
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not. 215-592-9494. So, at this point, with where we are, and we're seeing what's happening with baseball, should the NFL make the decision and say, listen, we're going to have to push back the season a little bit. We're going to build a bubble because we need to get this season in. Or power through it, try to do the right thing, and see if it works.
Has anybody from the Phillies tested positive?
The coach.
No, I mean players.
No.
Right?
No, more negative tests today, too.
I mean, really, since they reported. After the guys that who came in initially, who had to quarantine, all those guys, the Scott Kingerys, all those guys, like, no one has tested positive since then. Those were guys that were positive before they got here.
And Aaron Nola didn't even test positive. He just came in contact with somebody that did.
Right.
And they made him stay away for how long? 10 days or something?
They were being cautious.
They were being cautious.
But he never tested positive
never
while
tested
he was
positive.
Away. So what that leads me to believe is that the Marlins were doing something highly irresponsible.
Agreed.
They were doing something highly irresponsible.
All right, so here's the question to start. NFL, bubble, do they need to do it? We'll get to it on the other side. 215-592-9494. Elliot Sher Parks is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We have Eagles things to talk about. It's a Friday on the Marks and Reese Show. Don't go.
There is carnage in the streets.
Yeah, thanks, Shefty. And the NFL, they had the draft. It went off, did well. Right? Free agency, everything in the offseason worked for the NFL. They did not postpone offseason activities in the draft. It worked. Mm-hmm. But should they do the same thing now? Or should they realize that doing it like Major League Baseball is trying to do it, albeit smarter, Ike, because they will have a better plan, is a bad idea. And that's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, offering 5 years no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Is the NFL going to be able to happen this season without a bubble? Yes or no? I voted no. Jack, what did you vote in the poll? I actually vote hell no.
I think it'll happen. I really do. I mean, I don't. The bubbles obviously would help a lot. I just don't think it's possible for football, and I don't think it's possible for baseball. It's a nice idea, but I think they're just going to have to go along with where they're at now and hope for the best.
Push forward and hope that you can get it done.
And Howie says it all the time, like, hope is not a strategy, but that's kind of where.
Yeah, in this case it is.
It might be the only strategy, right?
Yep.
Don't do what baseball did. Be smart about it, but push forward and try to make it happen. I'm very skeptical that will happen. Let's go to the phones. Tom at Cherry Hill. Tom, what do you think? How are you?
Hey there, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just thinking, I actually like the idea of a bubble, but at this point, I just don't think it's feasible because you're going to have teams from all over the country. You'd probably have to set up hubs. And I think if they wanted to do it, they could have done it, but not now, not without any sort of delays.
Right, but you just push back the season a little bit, right?
Yeah,
I agree. You wouldn't be able to get it done and start the season on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't actually hate the idea of pushing back the season a bit rather than canceling it. I'd rather they do it a little bit later because right now we've got right now Major League Soccer back. We've got hockey coming back. We've got basketball coming back. With a delay in Major League Baseball, that's going to be coming back. Before, we've been so starved for the start of football season because there's usually nothing around. Now we have this sudden glut of stuff just coming back. It's not. I'm excited for football. I want football, but we're not quite as starved as we usually are. So push it back a month. We'll be more interested come February, where it's usually the dead time of the year.
All right, Tom. Appreciate
fair argument.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. Like, let's just say they push back the first four games and it started in the first or second week of October. We do have some sports. Like, the NBA is going to be at least till the end of, I mean, what is it?
It's October.
It's October, yeah.
Yeah, it's all the way through October.
Baseball goes to the end of, well, at least in theory, goes to the end of September. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Maybe they'll make it next week, you know?
Well, if you just look at the two sports that are most likely to finish is basketball and hockey. They'll be playing until October.
Yes. Yeah, they have a much shorter.
Well,
and they're in a bubble, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Wayne in Philly has an idea how to save the season. Wayne, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, we keep talking about how this is going to work, and nobody has much of a positive attitude about it. But, you know, the one person that gets tested every single day shows that it can be done. So these are big money sports, football, baseball. They can make an investment for teams to have, like, a traveling lab. And guys get tested daily, every day when they show up to the park. And like a job, they'll have to show up. But the test results have to come back within like 2 hours. It can't be a day later or a day, you know, 2 days later. It has to be same day. You know, so then if you end up with one guy getting it, the team has to take 2 days off to get the two negative tests in a row. And I know everybody's going to say that the issue then is you're moving games. So what you do is you extend the season by 1 week. It allows the teams that have already missed a game to make up their games. And then the teams that didn't test positive catch a break because you go through about every 5 or 6 days, allow a team to get some rest, and move those games to the end of the season. This way, if any team tests positive in the future and they have to hit those 2 days, they have more open days to make those games up between those eighth and dates and a possible doubleheader. And then the last and final thing would be, if a team just gets overwhelmed, like once you hit like three people, it's spread within the team, so it's an issue. So
right. You
just switch the ball clubs. You make the lower level club, like I've heard it on the radio before about the Marlins. They should just have to play with their minor league club, and that's the best.
I mean, that's the best idea that you've had so far, Wayne. I mean, Ike said it like 10 times yesterday. Why do they have a 30-person minor league team waiting on call to play if they're not going to use them? I mean, they could have came down and played. They could have literally traveled and went and played if they wanted to.
Yeah, listen, I understand not doing it immediately, but once you've gotten through a day or two at the most of testing and you realize it hasn't necessarily spread throughout your entire club, then to me, you should have already started making plans to remove guys that have tested positive and come in with their replacements. Like, the idea that you're going to wait a week until everybody is done being quarantined, like, you're going to be doing – you may as well cancel –
There's no season.
Yeah, you may
no
as well
season.
Cancel the rest of the season. Because whether a team is tested positive or not, you're impacting them because it's a schedule that has to be played.
Well, in all seriousness, like, why couldn't the 30 minor league Marlins players, and they could have made additional roster moves to bring in guys that were maybe recently released, right, major leaguers that were recently released.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't they have just, especially because it was their fault, shouldn't they have just been like, you know what, you guys are still going to play. You're just going to use your minor league team to play. Like, they could have done that.
I thought that was the idea of having 30 extra players.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, either you want baseball or you don't want it. Like, having baseball means there's going to be some – there isn't going to be a level playing field for everyone. There just isn't. And that's why the whole asterisk with the World Series, all that is legit. Some teams may play 60, some may play 45, some may play 50. Who cares? Who cares? We know why they are doing it. They're doing it because there is a financial gain to be had there. Mm-hmm. And we want them to do it because we want to have baseball to watch. So forget about the whole perfect scenario, even playing field. And I mean, as long as they don't make a mockery out of the game, just play the games.
Too late.
I mean, just play,
seven-inning doubleheaders on?
Well, I mean, that's
yes,
part,
that became official.
But to me, that's part of what you need, Jack.
Yep.
In order to get as many games in as you can. This idea that this season should be compared to seasons of past somehow, whether it's accomplishments or anything else, give me a break. Whoever they give a damn MVP to this year, really?
Yeah, they shouldn't even give them a word out, honestly.
A Cy Young, really? Who's going to care? Nobody cares. I won the MVP in a 55-game season. So what? Like, that doesn't make you a Hall of Famer. Like, who cares? Mm. That's what this year is all about. So from my perspective, I'm just trying to get baseball on the field.
Yep.
Like, the quality and all of that, that's nitpicking. That's nitpicking. Oh, no fans in the stands. Oh, I don't like the sound. Oh, they're adding sound. Oh, there's not. Like, come on, people. What are we talking about here? Either you want the game or you don't.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any. There's no perfect scenario where it's going to play out to everybody's happy. Oh, mm-hmm. what an A-plus game. Quality sport they're putting on. Come on, man.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
We're going to be lucky to finish the season.
Exactly.
Really lucky
either
to finish the season.
Either you want baseball or you don't, man.
Some NFL breaking news here.
Oh, Lord.
Antonio Brown suspended for 8 games.
There you go.
So at least now he knows and
yes.
other and teams know.
Yes.
And that I think that's all that he wanted
yes.
and his representatives wanted. So I think that's fair.
He'll be a Seahawk by Monday.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, he probably will be. I mean, all the guy wanted to know is when's the end line? Where is the end line
right.
at?
And frankly, it's unfair to him
yes.
because the teams have this uncertainty of, well.
There's obvious interest in the guy,
yeah.
but the teams don't know.
Yeah, he's good. Someone's going to sign him.
So actually, the NFL actually paid attention to Antonio Brown's tweet when he said, man, I just want to know what the deal is. Like, give me a conclusion to this.
Yeah.
Was that after he retired?
Well, I'm just saying that's why he retired, because they wouldn't tell him, okay, is it 4 games? Is it a year? Is it 8 games?
Said after he retired.
Yeah, so he got 8 games. And now he has 8 games.
Yep.
So now you know when he'll be able to be reinstated.
Oh,
now we know. We don't have to keep wondering, when is Antonio Brown? You got a Hall of Fame potential receiver out there on the streets looking to play, and nobody can sign him. Happy for Antonio Brown. Good for him.
Yeah, you're right. Seattle, I mean, Lamar Jackson keeps beating the drum of he needs to come play here.
I forgot, yeah, he may be in Baltimore. I mean, his cousin's in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar's in Baltimore, so I forgot about that. Yeah, he may be in Baltimore.
Maybe Baltimore, maybe Seattle.
I would prefer he be in Baltimore.
Yeah, in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't need him in
the
AFC.
No shot the Eagles kick the tires there?
No shot. Well, unless everybody goes down in training camp, then who knows? I mean, who knows? Yeah, he has 8 games. He can't come back for half the
yeah.
season, so it doesn't matter
but
right now.
But you figure he's going to sign, maybe not like tomorrow, but you figure he's going to sign
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, I was joking when I said by Monday. But
right.
Well, you know Brady wants him.
But at least all I'm saying is at least now teams know
yeah.
what his punishment is, when you can expect him back and everything else. So now a team, if they want to sign him, they at least have an idea of what they're dealing with.
Which you remember last year, the NFL wouldn't do that.
And wouldn't even talk to him.
And what teams were now being told was, oh, well, if you sign him, that's fine, but we can put him on the exempt list to where
right.
you have to pay him, but he doesn't get to play. So you pay him, he doesn't play.
Yeah,
so
the
team signed
everybody
him, of course,
off.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he, the Saints brought him in for a workout?
Yes.
Yeah, they brought him in for a workout.
And then I think he told Twitter that he was in for a workout with
yeah.
the Saints, and he was mad when they didn't sign him. He was – Yeah. He tweeted anger at him. Hey, listen, let me say this. Yeah. The NFL is better with Antonio Brown playing in it, without a doubt. Hopefully he can get it together and he can stay on the field. As much as I don't want him in Seattle, you know, he's an entertaining player, man. It's good to have him in there. Let's go to Jeremy in St. Louis. Jeremy, go ahead.
Johnny, Mark, I agree.
What is up?
What's up, Jeremy?
Can I get some Ike juice?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. That's right.
I swear, that's like one of the coolest things. I love it.
Thank
all right,
you.
So I'm going to talk about the bubble. So I don't think it matters if there's a bubble or not. When you got these millionaires who can do whatever the heck they want, I don't think it makes that big of a difference. Now you could say, hey, the NHL and the NBA both had none of their players test positive.
Right.
So on that standpoint, like, yeah, it's a good idea. But, like, NFL players are straight up mercenaries. They're going to do whatever they want. I mean, I agree. Can probably.
What do you mean? What do you mean? They're going to tackle security and break out of the bubble?
No.
What do you mean?
No, I just mean, like, these guys, they're going to figure out a way to go party and hang out with chicks, and you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting at. These guys got money.
They are. Hell, they don't even have to go. Listen, they don't even have to go out. They can just invite all of them to their house.
Yeah, but hang on, Jeremy. What about the NBA? They don't want to party with chicks and go out and party?
No, but bubble.
That's exactly my point, though. I'm just saying, like, you guys were like, is the bubble going to matter for the NFL? Obviously, yes. The bubble seems like it's a good idea, right? We've seen
yes.
this.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, even the NBA guys, like, you don't think there's guys in the NBA or in the NHL doing that stuff right now? You know
no.
what I mean?
No.
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Not at all?
Not inside that all bubble. Right. Not inside the bubble they aren't.
All right. I mean,
Lou Will stopped at Magic City, but that's outside the bubble.
All right, really quick, Johnny Marks.
Yeah.
So you get fired up, right, when this one dude calls in and he's like a high school baseball player, but somehow like that translates into the pros. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
right?
Andy in Deptford. Yes, he played high school football. Yes.
All right. Well, look, it is hilarious because you get so fired up and you put that dude in the spot. Like, I don't think it registers in his brain that like his little stint in his athletic career does not translate into pro ball, and I love it when you just eat him up.
Well, Jeremy, thank you. Here's reality, right? It does matter. Andy does know more football than me because he did play at a high school level. Here's the difference. Nobody cares that Andy played high school.
Andy cares.
No, I know. Like, but to me, like, he tries to put me down. Like, you don't know football because I played football. But, I mean, that's fine. Reality is nobody else cares. He's the only person that cares. Right? Like, if you played high school football – and Andy, I guess Andy coaches football now, too. He, you know, like, yeah, he knows football. Andy knows football. But he always wants to be like, you don't watch football like me. I shut up, Andy. I love bye weeks. Yeah, exactly. I watch Red Zone better than anybody.
You sure do.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. No way they bring in Antonio Brown, Ike?
Who, the Eagles? No. No way.
No way at all?
Dude, I don't work in the front office. I don't know. Yeah, you ask me, no. I said no. I don't know.
All right. I mean, he's a weapon. He's a weapon on offense.
Oh, now you want Antonio Brown.
No. I mean, when it becomes real to where it's like, okay, now that you can actually sign the player, it's like, well, man, he is really good. But,
yeah.
215-592.
He is.
94-94.
I mean, if they lose a player or two and he's still out there. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's a worthy conversation.
Coming up next, we'll take you to the Marlins are still in Philadelphia, Ike. Like they literally the whole team is still in Philadelphia. Well, they don't want to let
the hell out of here. Get out of here, man.
Well, they're trying to get them out of here, and we'll tell you how they're doing it coming up next. Because I agree with you, we want them out of here.
Yeah.
Nothing good can happen from them being anywhere.
But they've already ruined a week of baseball for us.
They've ruined the season. Let's face it.
And, like, Heyman comes out this morning, and he's trying to make it, like, a sob story. That, oh, you know, the poor Marlins have been cooped up in their luxury hotel all week.
Yeah, and the, I and think they're taking
Zoom
the Rittenhouse.
Calls from Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, they're eating room service. They have room service and TV, and they can just sleep all the time. Yeah, the poor Marlins. Anyway, they are getting them out of town, and they're doing it by bus. We'll tell you about it. And this has got to be the worst job ever if you have to drive this bus back down to Miami. We'll tell it to you coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about DraftKings for a second. Yep, a lot going on. Now sports is back, right? 22 teams are in Orlando. They're ready to get back on the court. Last night they were back on the court, right? And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet 20 to win 100 on any team of your choosing. Take advantage of these slam dunk offers. It's easy. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. And don't stress if you weren't able to get your bets in before tip-off. DraftKings has you covered with live betting on all games. And if you don't like basketball, well, DraftKings offers great odds and promotions on all sports ranging from MMA to baseball. And DraftKings Sportsbook's U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. It's easy to deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Philly when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get a special odds boost to bet 20 to win 100 on a team of your choosing. That's code Philly, and boost your odds from 20 to 100. Only DraftKings Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.